November 15, 2025. Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. This week, accessibility and inclusion take center stage. From a disability justice zine in Wisconsin to 50 years of disability arts being uncovered, from Wang Xinhai's family trip highlighting wheelchair challenges to MS treatments giving patients new freedom, these stories show courage, creativity, and advocacy in action. Plus, Daniel Monks proves representation on screen can change everything. Also in this issue, barriers removed for couples in BC receiving disability assistance. 9 startups changing disability tech. Zapper and IO.TT partner to elevate QR code accessibility in connective packaging. Why content moderation must account for disability. Rethinking school discipline, when behavior signals a disability. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Accessible boat and fishing charters in the Palm Beaches. Whether it's fishing or just cruising, Florida Fishing Academy in the Palm Beaches makes it possible for anyone to get on the water. Their boats are designed for wheelchair users, with an accessible dock and ramp. Solo visitors or large groups can enjoy a safe, fun day on the water with the help of the knowledgeable crew. Call ahead to reserve your spot and let them know about accessibility needs. You'll be in safe hands. Here's another reason to visit the Palm Beaches. Wisconsin friends team up to create disability justice zine. Meet Crip Wisdoms, a feminist disability studies coloring book, a bold, fresh zine created by two Wisconsin friends, designed to flip the script on disability justice. With tactile illustrations, braille, and texture for blind readers, and interactive coloring pages geared toward accessibility, this isn't your typical awareness piece. It's a vibrant invitation into empowerment and community. Narasha's journey, overcoming disability discrimination. Meet Narasha, a powerhouse from Anuradhapura, northern Sri Lanka, turning hardship into hope. When disaster struck her community, she didn't retreat, she rose up leading grassroots change that blends tradition, resilience and bold new visions for women's leadership. This story from UN Women Asia Pacific has lessons for all of us about fighting inertia and building inclusion from the ground up. Expert insight, how two Canadian war amputees shaped disability rights activism. Meet two trailblazers who rewrote the playbook. Nearly a century ago, war amputees George Hinks and Marshall McDougall hiked across Canada not for a selfie, but to shine a spotlight on disability rights and employment discrimination in the post-war era. Their journey may have begun in crutches and hardship, but what they started still echoes today. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Will the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wonder covered. New project will research and reveal stories behind half a century of the disability arts movement. Infinite Stories. Half a century. Meet the project that's about to unlock it all. In a bold move, Disability Arts Online has snagged nearly £250,000 in funding to archive the untold history of the disability arts movement through podcasts, interactive timelines, and fully accessible digital archives. This isn't nostalgia, it's a race to capture what's at risk of being lost. Caring for caregivers, the missing link in disability support. Behind every person with a disability is a caregiver whose own life is on standby. In the eye-opening piece from the Daily Star, we meet mothers, grandmothers, and sisters who keep the world running, yet their needs for rest, recognition, and support are ignored. Tap in to see why rewriting disability policy must start with caring for the carers. Representation takes center stage as Merge Forward amplifies underrepresented voices in open source communities. When accessibility meets open source, the tech world shifts. At Cubicon Plus CloudNativeCon NA 2025, the new coalition Merge Forward was unveiled, bringing together working groups focused on neurodiversity, the deaf and hard of hearing community, and other underrepresented voices within the open source ecosystem. Because inclusivity isn't just about code, it's about people, language, and giving everyone a voice. Strengthening capacity for disability inclusive research in Uganda. Game changer alert: in Uganda, the MRCUVRINDLSHTM Uganda Research Unit and the International Center for Evidence in Disability ICE just hosted a groundbreaking three-day event that is shifting research from studying disability to including researchers and communities with disabilities from the get-go. The agenda equips academics, policymakers, and disability-led organizations with the tools to design, lead, and deliver health research with accessibility and lived experience at the core. Wang Xinhai stresses wheelchair accessibility issues on family trip. Actor Wang Xinhai just delivered a reality check wrapped in a family road trip. In her latest video, what starts as a cozy winter getaway quickly turns into a pointed look at how even the simplest joys eating out, seeing the ocean, staying in a hotel hinge on whether the world bothers to be accessible. From celebrating rare, well-designed wheelchair-friendly rooms to navigating yet another restaurant that isn't, her story puts a spotlight on the everyday hurdles families face and the quiet resilience behind every let's just make it work. New medications enable MS patients to continue life without disability. Once upon a time, an MS diagnosis meant bracing for limits. Not anymore. Thanks to game-changing treatments, artists like Brittany Bridges Neely are swapping fear for focus and getting back to the work and life they love. Her twice-a-year infusion is keeping new lesions at bay, letting her teach, create, and push forward without MS steering the wheel. It's a reminder that with early diagnosis, modern meds, and a stubbornly positive mindset, the future doesn't have to shrink, it can open right up. All her faults. Daniel Monk said his character's disability wasn't in the book, but was really exciting to see on screen. Meet Daniel Monk's actor and screenwriter who is flipping the script on disability in drama. In the series All Her Fault, his character Brian has a physical disability even though in the book he didn't. What makes this a game changer? Monk says it's about authentic representation played by a disabled actor moving past overcoming tropes to real, layered stories of need, power, and agency. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations: Arizona, the Grand Canyon State. Lansing, Michigan. Penticton, BC. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale. The Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out AbleEyes.